Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online, we continue our discussion about search engines. Jason Broadwater tells us how they've affected the modern marketplace.
First of all, they've just affected our lives so drastically. I mean, the internet's nothing without search. People understand the internet to be search. When they go to what they call the internet, they're either looking, you know, usually at Google or Yahoo or whatever, and they're seeing a blinking cursor in an empty box, and that is the internet. But it's got an amazing tool on it. Like, you might have a mortgage calculator on yours. They've got this tool. But people think that tool is the internet. So search is the internet. And the internet has affected our lives. I mean, communication, access, open access to anything we want. I mean, I might say to Laura, my assistant, say, you know, how many attorneys are in Charlotte? I mean, if she can't find an answer within 10 minutes, I'm like, what's the problem? I mean, we have access to anything we need to know.
Well, I know that if I have a question about anything, the first thing I do is type it into a search engine. It's no longer going for that encyclopedia, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, you look at a marketplace like the service-oriented professional marketplace in a local market, right? These people are kind of last to figure out, how does this apply to me? And I hear a lot of, well, I'm a referral-based business, and I say, yes, you are, and you always will be. But now, what does somebody do with a referral? They look it up online. Anytime somebody says to me, you should call up so-and-so or check out such-and-such, it's just part of my process because I have it immediately available. I'm going to type it in and look them up.
Well, from a local business standpoint, how would they go about getting better search rankings to show up better when somebody types in information in a search engine?
Well, as a local business, you got to categorize yourself, because think about small businesses. You got one company that's doing 500 a year, and you got another company that's doing 100 million a year, and they're all called small business. That's a lot of different objectives, budgets, strategies in the same category. And, you know, if you are a dominant player in a marketplace, if you are a big real estate name or a bank, you know, that's a dominant player, then you have to have dominant presence in the search engine for just about any related term, whatever you happen to do. If you're a real estate dominant real estate agency in the area, anything they type in, homes for sale in Rock Hill, homes for sale in Fort Mill, you got to show up everywhere just to present your dominance in the marketplace. For a smaller business, you have to be specific. You have to go after specific keywords. If you want to compete with big companies, you have to be specific in what you do and become an expert, and so people seek you out as opposed to the big company that offers a million services.
Next week on Be Big Online, we'll discuss measuring the return on your investment, that being creating and launching a website. But that's it for this week.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com.